This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Oh man, streaking is hard. Hitting is hard. Baseball is hard. Life can be hard. And if anything is getting in the way of your happiness and needs to be dealt with, we don't have to do it alone. This is Matt Spiegel telling you to check out BetterHelp.com/MLB. Look, I know therapy is a game changer. On BetterHelp, you can send a message to your counselor anytime. You get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions. It is a totally safe and private online environment. So convenient. You can start communicating in under 48 hours. This is not a crisis line. It's professional therapy. It's convenient, affordable, and super professional. Start living a happier life today. As a Beat the Streak listener, you get 10% off your first month by visiting our sponsor at BetterHelp.com/MLB. Join over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/MLB.
Gabe, I was at the game on Saturday. I know I said in the last episode, I have absolutely no desire to go watch this baseball team and to use my season tickets.
You needed to make the 50 burgers.
And dude, we did more. We ended up doing like 115 burgers and I ran out of food. So that was fun. We did a tailgate in Lot B. That's the fun part. Like the social aspect of going to watch the White Sox is the fun part for me. We got there at like 9:30 in Lot B for a 1:10 start. Got the Blackstone fired up. Got the grilled duck-fed onions going. Just handing food out, having a great time. And then you remember, shit. Now I have to go watch them play baseball.
Right.
The fuck, man.
Why am I doing this to myself?
And they explode for 5 runs in the first couple innings. Offense looks awesome. They explode. They look great. And then it starts to fall apart. Everything starts to fall apart, and around the 7th inning, clear as day on the TV broadcast, on the radio broadcast, Fire Tony. The Fire Tony chants start. And this is what we talked about in the last episode, that what would it take for Tony La Russa to actually be fired by the White Sox? And that is the national embarrassment aspect. It's not national yet in terms of like it happening on a Sunday night baseball episode, or not episode, a Sunday night baseball game, but Jerry Reinsdorf will not fire his friend unless it feels like he's embarrassed. And when that starts to get to the national stage and people around the country are laughing at the White Sox and it makes Jerry not want to come into work as much as it would if they were playing well, that's when you start to worry about Tony La Russa's future. So I think the Fire Tony chants on Saturday against the Rangers were likely the first step into a Tony La Russa firing actually materializing. So good for you, White Sox fans. Good for you for doing it. What's the next step?
Yeah. I mean, it led to Nagy's firing, or was part of it, right? Inside of Soldier Field when they were saying fire Nagy week in and week out. It puts pressure on the organization, your fan base, who's technically paying the bills. They're not happy with the product on the field, and there's two ways to show that. You can not show up to the game, or you can show up to the game and voice your opinion in the form of saying that the manager should be fired. And you're right, dude. I mean, geez, again, we talk about, you know, accountability, right? We just talked about Lance Lynn and Joe McEwen just owning up to what happened because everybody saw it. And I think when it comes to the hiring of Tony La Russa, it was just a mistake. I think it's as simple as that. Not everyone's perfect. Human error exists, and sometimes your emotions get the best of you. And I think all of us, I almost feel bad for Reinsdorf, right? Where he felt
you stop right there.
Nobody
has ever said I feel bad for Jerry Reinsdorf.
I feel bad for him, dude. He wanted, in his mind, he thought he was doing the right thing. It's like, bro, but you're not, you weren't.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You made some really poor executive decisions over the last decade or so. You know, even with Gar Pax, right? I mean, that whole thing was a debacle for friggin' a decade over there at the United Center. So, I mean, I look at this and I say to myself, all right, somebody needs to just, I wish Jerry had a friend that I could just put his arm around him. You know, Shane, if you were fucking up, I put my arm around you. But like if we were drinking, we were trashing, like you were doing something, I'd be like, yo, Shane, let me holler at you, bro. Hey, listen, let's not do that. Right. Have my arm right here. You know, and somebody needs to do that to Jerry Reinsdorf. Like, hey, Papa, listen, woo, this ain't it.
I don't know if that would do anything. I think the man is so proud and has such an ego. I was watching the game last night with somebody who doesn't watch baseball, right? Okay. I had the opportunity to explain to this person the process of how we got here with Tony La Russa. Because we're watching post game, and she's like, who is that? Like, it's Tony La Russa sitting with, literally, with his pants unbuttoned. He had his pants unbuttoned, which is fine. Like, you're an old guy, you could relax and whatever. Right. It's like Jim Leland used to smoke cigarettes in his underwear during post game all the time, right? But he's sitting there all relaxed with his pants unbuttoned, just stumbling through post game. You can't understand a word he's saying. And she's like, he seems to be like a different and a lot older than the other ones, meaning like the other baseball managers. And I was like, yeah, well, here's the thing. So in 1976, Jerry Reinsdorf, the owner of the White Sox, didn't fire Tony La Russa. But oh, it's, okay, so this is even more insane. I had to explain to her that the general manager of the team that year, the year before, was the television play-by-play guy, becomes general manager, fires Tony La Russa over the phone, over payphone, and Jerry Reinsdorf let him walk away to go find success with the Oakland Athletics to win multiple World Series with the St. Louis Cardinals, and then Tony retired, right? Because he was already old. He was in his mid-60s, his early 60s. He retired, walked away for a few years. Then for 11 years, he was a special assistant to the general manager in Arizona and was up in a skybox away from the game. Jerry Reinsdorf then felt so much remorse that his friend was fired in 1976. He's been out of baseball for 15 fucking years. He needs to bring him back. So that's why you see a 77-year-old man sitting with his pants unbuttoned trying to explain what happened between a third base coach and the starting pitcher complaining about defensive shifting. That put so much into perspective for me last night. Having to explain the process of Tony La Russa once again for the second time arriving on the south side of Chicago to coach the White Sox put so much into perspective for me last night. And it's incredibly frustrating. And I'm never going to be over it. Ever. I'm never going to get over this.
Never. And I'm sure explaining it for the third time on our podcast must have been frustrating as well, because you have to relive the whole thing. Let me ask you this, Shane, because I think a big question, right? Like, I would love to know the real answer of how much Tony La Russa actually cares about, you know, this Sox team and this season. He's not, like, I can't imagine he's that emotionally invested in the team. I mean, I'm sure he is, right? Obviously, he's the coach. He wants to win. But how much, like, how passionate are you? What's that level at? Where do you think that is for Tony, if you were to just honestly assess that?
If I try to remove recency bias and how frustrated I am with him lately.
Yeah.
Even if I were to go back to day one, let's go back to the introductory presser when Tony is dealing with the backlash of us finding out pre-hire about the DUI, right? Or that it was actually a couple weeks after the introductory press conference. But Tony didn't even look enthused to be there then, sitting in his Arizona home with like his baseball memorabilia right. behind him on a Zoom call. He didn't even look enthused to be there then. It's almost like he was bored looking for work. And I'm almost even starting to think that Jerry asked him to do it and he almost did it as a favor.
I love that.
I know a portion of it is Jerry's remorse and the unrightful firing in 1976, but I almost think that Jerry asked him to do it as a favor. And that's kind of where I am lately. And it's a 3-year deal. And like Jerry is loyal, Tony's also loyal, and he doesn't want to back out on a contract that a friend gave him. You know,
I 100% can see that.
Yeah, I don't think it's not new saying this, but I don't think he's incredibly emotionally motivated to be there. No, it doesn't seem like it at least.
Yeah, I definitely didn't think about that, where Reinsdorf probably had to beg him and was like, no, dude, trust me, this is a good idea. You should do this. And he's like, dude, I'm chilling. I'm 77. I'm drinking. I probably got some side chicks. I'm just doing my things. Like, I don't want to go back to baseball and the grind. And he's like, nah, dude, this team is prime. We're about to win a World Series. You ain't got to do much. You ain't got to do nothing. Just chill. You'll be better than our last guy. And then all of a sudden, he gave him an extra million in cash on the side. That's what happened there. Gave us a couple million cash. But I think in terms of like the percentage of what he cares, it's got to be low. If you were to do it like out of 100%, and 100% is just carrying at the maximum. How much does Tony La Russa care? I'm somewhere in the 60s.
I'm in the 40s.
Oh, that low. Wow.
I'm in the 40s. Yeah, I'm in the 40s for sure.
He don't give a fuck. He don't care about nothing. The 40s, you're collecting a check. You're just showing up to work to collect the check. Okay.
Yeah.
Damn.
You know what? You just saying that right now, and Jerry saying to Tony, hey, all you really got to do is show up. This team is in its prime competitive window. We have phenomenal athletes. That is just so fucking true. All right. Anybody had to do was show up and be a distraction.
Yeah.
You had to show up and be minimal distraction and just make sure guys know where they're supposed to be. And to be that listening ear, to be that shoulder to lean on if a young player needs to. Especially, see, Tony had some things going for him. He's bilingual. Speaks Spanish very well, relates to Spanish players very well. He had that going for him in a team that's predominantly Hispanic and Cuban and Venezuelan and Dominican. He had all that going for him, and he decided to just kick it in the dick. He kicked his competitive advantage in the dick, and with that, did it to the White Sox.
Yeah, and it's funny because then you think about it, like as we're playing this out, and then all of a sudden injuries happen, people start asking questions. He's like, what the fuck? I didn't sign up for this.
Yeah.
I didn't want to make decisions. I didn't want to. And then they're like, all right. I got to make decisions. You know what? Trey Turner, 1-2 count. I think we should walk this guy. And then everybody's like, no. Kevin Hart voice. No, don't make decisions. No.
I stopped thinking about the Trey Turner thing.
Oh, sorry.
I'd stop thinking about that.
Yeah. That one's so
lame. I'm going to have a shitty day.
Hey, welcome to Sox fandom. That's just every day as it is right now, dude.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!